Bruce Bochy, a three-time World Series championship manager here in San Francisco. And Bochy, I want to talk to you about the success that the Giants have had, not so much on the field. I want to talk about what goes on here off the field. We hear a lot about the culture around this ball club that you've helped instill. Can you describe the culture, the selflessness, the team-first mentality? Every team talks about that, but I don't think there's anywhere in baseball where you see it really more effective than here.
Well, I think you touched on it, Glenn. It's a very unselfish group, and you know, we try to play for each other, play for the fans, you know, to just play for a higher cause, and don't worry about your numbers or stats. And if you do that, you know, hopefully good things happen. But these guys do care about each other, and it starts with Larry Bear up top, our president. Ownership, I can't leave them out, but the Brian Sabian, they really do care about the players and the fans, and when I came up here, 9 years ago, I felt it right away, and first thing they told me, hey, we're not in this to make money, we're in this, to provide a great experience for the fans, and that kind of trickles down, and hopefully I help that go down to the players, like my staff, and so. You know, when they're not out there on the field, they're doing what they can, in the city, but also within themselves in this clubhouse to keep each other going, help each other when things aren't going very well for them, and just do a good job of picking each other up.
When you guys evaluate talent, who stays, who goes, what kind of players we bring in, how much does the personality and the character factor into your consideration?
Oh, that plays a major role in, when we decide on the type of player we want or, players that we have to move. And, if we don't think they're a great fit here, we'll sacrifice maybe some talent there because the way it works is you got to play as a team. One guy's not going to carry their load. It doesn't happen in our game as much as you'd like to think it would. And maybe in the postseason, you look at Bumgarner and you might disagree, but to be serious, that's how we look at things, and it's worked very well for us. And we have a group of guys out there that they're genuine in how they care for each other. And where I was going was Morris was one of those guys too. He came over here and he was such a great fit here. And, he played the game with a lot of fun and enthusiasm, but also played for his teammates.
I wanted to ask you about Michael Morris. He was a big part of your success here last year, and he's talked a lot about how fond he was of San Francisco. The scene here the other night when he got that World Series ring and everybody coming out of the dugout, the hugs, you could tell how genuine that was. It was a very special night for him, and to me it kind of symbolized what this franchise is all about.
Well, I agree, and that was not planned out. It was spontaneous. The players wanted to do it, and they were going to be in a dugout and acknowledge them. But again, that's how much they care for each other. And here's a player that he moved on, and he was a free agent, and we would have loved to have kept him, but it didn't work out. You guys signed a great player there, but despite him being on the opposing team, these guys were going to show their love, and I thought that was a great moment. And second day, though, I did tell him, that's enough love for you because you got two hits the first two times up. But, it doesn't happen without him. But, again, it gets back to your point. It's the culture that we are fortunate to have here on how much these guys care about each other.
Every team that's won knows how hard it is to win even once. You guys have won 3 World Series in 5 years. It's the second National League team to ever do that. But you've had this every other year thing going where the seasons after your championships have been down years. Are there things that you look at and say, maybe we can do them a little bit differently this time to break this every other year pattern?
Gaff, I've looked at some things I could do to change things up. And do things in a different way, but I'll go back to 2011. We were in first place as we were approaching August. We just happened to lose our best player, Posey, in that collision. That I don't think played a part in what happened in 11. Now 13, we had an off year, but it's got to play a little bit of a role, and maybe on the pitching, like a Bumgarner. I mean, he got off to a slow start, but he's gotten on track since. But I don't buy into it, and it's all about staying hungry. And this is a hungry group. But I think more importantly is you got to look at how hard it is to do this. And, you know, because even our fans are going, hey, odd year, you going to break it? Well, they went 50-something years without winning one. So, you know, I think it's not an odd year. It just, again, shows you how tough it is to win the World Series.
I remember talking to some people with the Phillies in the middle of their great five-year run, and they were saying that when you play in October a lot, when you have success on the biggest stage, it can sometimes be tough to keep the team motivated and focused during the regular season. A Tuesday night in June isn't anything like the game 7 you played the previous October. Is that something you've run into here at all? Do you sometimes need to remind people to stay focused since you got to make sure you get to October before you can win in October?
And you do, and that is a concern sometimes, especially in spring training. We were terrible. I mean, just awful. And you know, I felt that was part of it. You know, these guys are, you know, used to playing, you know, with every pitch, every play on the line, and now they're in spring training just preparing for the season. And it was showing, and we talked about it, and we, you know, showed a couple of videos, you know, just about, you know, staying hungry and focused, and it wasn't helping, though, and it just gives you that edge. So we just told each other, we got to remind ourselves, to keep that edge and to stay ready. And, hey, you got to enjoy the moment and savor, what's happened. But at the same time, in the back of your mind, you got to tell yourself, I got to get ready because that team is going to be up to beat us because we are the world champions.
You guys have won 10 consecutive postseason series. You were the underdogs in many of those series. People keep wanting to count the Giants out. Coming into this year, no more Sandoval, no more Morse. Pence is down to begin the season. People want to count the Giants out again. Is that motivation in here?
It is. And I think the players actually enjoy seeing that because they go, well, we've been here before. We've been counted out. And, you know, the 12 team was different than the 10 team. And, of course, the 14 team was different than both clubs. We did keep the core. I'm talking about relievers and Posey and the starters for the most part. But you know what? They're fine with that. And, you know, they're known now for defying the odds. And that's kind of their motivation. They had to go through it last year, winning the wild card game on the road, beating Washington on the road, beating St. Louis, on the road, basically. And, of course, the seventh game being in Kansas City. So it's something I think they're used to, and it's something that does motivate them.
Lastly, as we wrap up with Bruce Bochy, a lot of folks may not know this, but your son Brett is in AAA with the Giants, made his big league debut down the stretch last year. You were the first manager in Major League history to walk out to a mound and call your son into a Major League game. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, well, that's as big as putting a World Series ring on the finger. It really was for me, if not more, to be honest. I mean, it was a very emotional time for me, a nervous moment, a very special moment. And I didn't realize until I was watching the game later that's the first time that it's ever happened in the game. There's been father-sons, but not one that's handed the ball to his son coming from the bullpen. So it's a moment we'll never forget. I'm sure we'll talk about it. I couldn't be prouder of Brett. Because really, he went to Kansas University as a 12th pitcher, ended up being their closer. So he earned that call up. To have a month with him, but to hand him the ball is a moment I'll never forget.
Was it tougher on you or on Mom?
I think on me, because the day before, I think we won like 6-7-0, and she was on me for not putting him in the game. And then I brought him in the first time. The bases were loaded, so after the game, she said, you couldn't find a better spot, so she's barking at me again. So, no, it was tougher on me, because I almost broke down when I handed him the ball, and of course the bases were loaded, and I said, hey, sorry, son. He goes, I am used to it. That's the first time he got the ball from me in spring training, the bases were loaded. So he's a tough kid, though. He handled it well, and again, it's something we'll never forget.
He's a proud dad. He's a 3-time World Series champion, and one day down the road, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Bruce Bochy, thanks for the time.
Hey, Glenn, always good talking to you. Thanks.